Taking a look at sports, starting off with some high school volleyball from last night. In action, it was Central Decatur, a 2-set-to-none win over Bedford. Glenwood picked up a 2-set-to-none win over Thomas Jefferson. It was Logan Magnolia going to 4 sets to beat West Monona. Madrid was a winner in 5 sets over Panorama. Also, Mount Air was a 3-set winner over Central Decatur, and then it was Mount Air going to 3 sets to also beat Bedford there in a tournament play. Also, Sergeant Bluff Luton was a 2-sets-to-1 winner over St. Albert. It was Thomas Jefferson also beating a 2-sets-to-1 over Maple Valley Anthon Odo. Tri-Center picked up a couple of 2-set wins over Councilbus Thomas Jefferson and Maple Valley Anthon Odo. They also were 2-0 winners over Glenwood last night in high school volleyball. In high school cross country, the ACGC Chargers hosted an co-ed early cross country meet, and it was ACGC's Kate Crawford taking the win in the girls' race with a time of 20:26. Her teammate Emma Swanson was runner-up. Ella Waddell and Devin Kimball of Panorama were third and fourth, respectively, and AHSTW's Heidi Hall finished in fifth. The girls' team title went to ACGC with 29 points, Panorama second with 44, followed by East Union, AHSTW, Mount Air, Southwest Valley, and then Exira EHK came in at eighth. On the boys' side, Evan Wilson of Exira EHK was the champion with a time of 17:08. He was 26 seconds faster than everybody else, and Dalton Fisher led AHSTW with a fourth-place finish, and also Dakota Holiday of CAM was a fifth-place finisher there. Ottoman's Cade Jensen finished in sixth in the boys' race on that side. So that's how you look at that ACGC early bird co-ed cross-country meet from last night. And in the boys' team scoring, by the way, it was ACGC with 50 points to win. Des Moines Christian was second at 69, followed by Panorama, Mount Air, Woodward Granger, and Audubon. Well, tonight it's the full first week of high school football around the state, and we'll have one for you here on the radio as the Atlantic Trojan football team is ready to get out there and take on an opponent other than themselves after having their scrimmage last week. They open up their second season under head coach Mike McDermott on the road at Clarinda tonight, and we'll have that game for you. Coach McDermott said he likes some of the things the Trojans did in their scrimmage a week ago, but he thinks the guys are ready for a little more excitement this week with an actual opponent. Atlantic is coming off a 1-8 season a year ago, and Coach McDermott feels like the team has made big strides in all three facets of the game in preparation for this season.
I would think in all three facets of the game, both offense, defense, and special teams, we're just a little bit farther ahead than we were last year, and that's kind of to be expected. But, you know, I put a lot of it on our offseason conditioning program. Coach Henderson up at the high school and Coach Jenkins put that together. I was just there as a cheerleader and trying to keep the troops moving, but that started everything off, and it just proceeded into our team camp and now into fall camp. We've just had some great senior leadership along with, you know, the strides and gains we've made both in the weight room and on the track field, basically working on our speed.
The opponent for week one is also coming off a 1-8 season, and they'll have a new head coach. His longtime assistant for Clarinda, Roger Williams, takes over as the head man. Trojan head coach Mike McDermott expects a tough team to line up for Coach Williams.
You know, Roger Williams is close to a 30-year veteran, I think. He does a tremendous job with their defense. I can remember lining up against him back in the early 2000s as the offensive guy, and it was a real struggle at times. So we're expecting that again. I mean, you just don't forget stuff all of a sudden when you become a head coach. So that's a concern. The other concern is, you know, just how hard Clarinda plays. They always play hard. Doesn't matter what their talent level is. And, you know, they're at home. So they want to put a good showing on for their fans, their new coach. They want to get things going. And we're going to have to, you know, be able to match that intensity right away.
The Cardinals are hoping to reestablish a tough physical mentality, according to Coach Williams, and he said there's a lot of fighting for positions going on early in the year. Coach Williams said his team will change a few things here and there with the coaching transition, but a lot has stayed the same. He felt like the Cardinals didn't do a good enough job up front against Atlantic last year and is working to improve that this time around.
They're going to be coached well. Coach McDermott always does that. And we had trouble last year, I think, defensively, setting an edge against Atlantic and covering the option a little bit, so. And, of course, you know, but the battle's got to be won up front. We had a little trouble back and forth last year in the line, so we're trying to shore that up and work on trying to set the edge against Atlantic, and it's being physical.
And the Trojans and the Cardinals set to kick off tonight at 7 o'clock. You can tune in here this evening as I'll be joined by Mike Smith for the broadcast here for you on the air, online, and on the mobile app. You can also catch live streaming video of the game on our TV page, KJN.com, here tonight. You can hear a full interview with Coach McDermott on Trojan Preview at 4:45 this afternoon. Then listen to our Pick'em show, Who's Gonna Win, at 6 o'clock, followed by the Dvorak Tire and Service pregame show at 6:30 and kickoff at 7. Other games around the area here tonight, some of the highlighted matchups, including Class 3A District 7. It'll be Councilman Abraham Lincoln on the road at Glenwood. Creston Orient Maxburg is at Boone. Denison Schleswig at Thomas Jefferson. And Lewis Central is at Harlan. And also HSTW is at Shenandoah tonight. It'll be IKM Manning at Esack County. Kemper Catholic at Greene County. Red Oak is at Southwest Valley. And it's Underwood at Trainer. Also tonight, West Central Valley is at ACGC, Des Moines Christian at Panorama, also Missouri Valley at Griswold, St. Albert at Logan Magnolia, Tri-Center at Maple Valley, Anthon Odo here tonight. In other action, it will be West Monona at Riverside as Riverside opens up play on their new home field there and in the new high school complex. And in Class 8-man, it will be Cam at Murray, East Union at Essex, Lennox at Fremont Mills, Sydney at Bedford, Stanton at East Mills. Also, Exira EHK is at Audubon tonight. It will be Stanton at East Mills, a Woodbine at Boyer Valley. And another matchup this evening will be Newell Fonda at Coon Rapids Bayard there in 8-man play. Moving on to Major League Baseball, game you heard last night here on KJN, Carlos Asaje's RBI single in the ninth inning gave San Diego the lead, and Jose Perella's sacrifice fly proved to be the game winner as the Padres rallied to beat the Cardinals 4-3 last night. Asaje's hit his third of the game off Zach Duke, scored Jabari Blash, and neither Duke nor Sam Tuivalala recorded an out in relief in the ninth for the Cardinals bullpen that surrendered 12 runs in seven innings during that series. Other Major League Baseball scores in interleague play, it was Colorado 3-2 over Kansas City. Washington was a 5-4 winner over Houston in 11. In the AL, it was Detroit 10-6 over the Yankees, and included some brawls as well. Tampa Bay 2-0 over Toronto. Cleveland 13-6 over Boston. The White Sox beat Minnesota 5-1. Texas 3-0 over the Angels. In National League play, it was Arizona 3-2 over the Mets. Miami beat Philadelphia 9-8. Dodgers 5-2 over Pittsburgh. Cincinnati 4-2 over the Cubs. And in Pacific Coast League baseball, it was Oklahoma City 9-1 over Omaha and Iowa 5-3 over Memphis. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.